One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, Seven Inspirations for Success.
Hallelujah. The word another is from the Greek allos. And allos means one of the same kind, type and quality. So, he's telling us, because this comforter, if you read St. John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 16, this Holy Ghost, he says, is like Jesus. He's just like Jesus. Boy, to think about the Holy Ghost, I said, this is amazing. He says, I'll pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Not for some time, but forever. He's going to be with you always and forever. Then I got to thinking, from the Amplified Translation, I was amazed at what I saw. Oh, boy. And I'll ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter. He broke it down because the Greek is allos parakletos. And allos parakletos means another one that is the same that's called alongside to help. And that word is broken into these seven synonyms for paraclete. So he says, counselor. So this another, this Holy Spirit is a counselor. He's a helper. He's an intercessor. He's an advocate like a lawyer. Counsel for the defense. He's a strengthener. Oh, man. I never have to pray again. Strengthen me, Lord. Because he's come to live in me. The strengthener now lives in me. I don't have to call for strength. I don't have to hope for strength. That's what he came to do. Jesus said, I'll pray the Father, ask the Father, and he will give you. He will give you the counselor. The counselor come to live in you. He'll give you a helper. I don't have to say, oh, I don't have anybody to help me. He's my helper. He lives inside me. War. An intercessor. He prays for me, through me. He does it. Can you imagine that? I've got someone inside me who prays for me. Hallelujah. And through me, he can pray for others too. He's my advocate. I said, counsel for the defense. He talks to me. He tells me exactly what it is. He shows me how to win every case. Think about it. Think about it. And then, my strengthener and standby. When life looks dark and things seem impossible and difficult, and you're thinking, what am I going to do? While you're still thinking, you get the kicks on the inside. It's like, hey, I'm here. You can win. I'm here. I'll lead you. I'll help you. And suddenly you realize you're not alone.
I'm not alone.
Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost inspires me. The inspiration of the Spirit. The inspiration of the Spirit. Think how he led the apostles. Oh, Acts chapter 8, verse 29. Think how he led them. The Bible says, then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. The Spirit said to Philip. And I was thinking, Philip was somewhere, maybe at a crossroads. He knew exactly what's the next thing. And the Spirit said, I thought, this is beautiful. Then I go to chapter 10, verse 19, book of Acts. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, the Spirit said, behold, three men seek thee. The Spirit said, see how the Spirit was talking to them and telling them exactly what to do. I was inspired. Do you know what it is to have Jesus with you telling you what to do? That's exactly what's happening, because the Holy Ghost is like Jesus. He said, I'll pray the Father, he'll send another one that's exactly like me. He'll love you like me. The Spirit, who's like Jesus, said to Philip, join yourself to this chariot. The Spirit said to Peter. And then think what he did with their lives. He made them bold. Acts chapter 2, verse number 14. This man, Simon Peter, who had been timid and denied that he knew Jesus. Now he gets the Holy Ghost. And there's a crowd wondering, why are these men drunken at this time? And Peter, if you thought about the kind of man that he was, living out his name Simon, a reed shaken with the wind, he should have run away. But look at that verse, verse 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice. Oh, what a transformation. The Holy Ghost made him bold. What a transformation. You know, in my life, I was growing up to be a timid little boy. I was growing up in fear. Heard too many bad stories. So I was living in fear as a kid. Maybe I would have become a man full of fear. But just at the right time, I received the Holy Ghost. And when I did, it changed my life forever. All my fears disappeared. Everything was gone in a split second. My life took on a new meaning. Look at chapter 4 from verse 5. Book of Acts. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers, the rulers of the people, and elders, and scribes, and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set the apostles in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? Talking about the man that was healed at the gate of the temple called Beautiful. Then Peter, that's the same Peter who had been timid and afraid of them only a few days ago. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the important man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto y'all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, blessed be God. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John, something had happened. He was filled with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost made him bold. Look at it. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Uh-oh, but it wasn't Jesus that was there. It was the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost is like Jesus. Oh, the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. When I received the Holy Ghost, I was no longer timid. I was no longer full of fear. I became like Peter, full of boldness. Hallelujah. Let me show you something else. In chapter 13 and verse number 45. You'd see Paul and Barnabas. What happened to them? The multitude had charged them with some kind of stuff because they were jealous of them as they preached the gospel and the Gentiles believed the gospel. Look at it from verse 45. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Then, look at this, I love it. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold. Who could have done that for them? In the presence of these Jews, they waxed bold. Oh, what a spirit of grace. Hallelujah. He made them bold. I thought, wow, I got the Holy Ghost. I've got the same spirit that changed Peter forever. The same spirit that changed John forever. The same spirit that changed Paul and Barnabas forever. That same spirit lives in me today. Hallelujah. I'm inspired by the Holy Ghost. Yar. Number three, the inspiration of his example. Of the example of Jesus, of his ministry, of his life. The inspiration of Christ's example. Wow. His words demonstrated his faith, hope, and love. Oh. Nobody talked like Jesus. In St. John's Gospel, chapter 10, look at verse number 30. Hear his words. I and my Father are one. Father, man. Whoever would say that? Never man spake like this man, they said when they heard him. When they heard him speak, they said, no man ever spake like this man. Jesus uttered words like no one else. I and my Father are one. I said, wow, can I talk like Jesus? Can I talk like Jesus? I was inspired by his words. Jesus was extraordinary. Jesus spoke amazing words. I and my Father are one. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@lovell360.com.